holding the atom, the end of Yismechu b'malchuscha. We left last week be'ikel to learn pshat in chemdas yomem oisei kerosa, what it means chemdas yomem oisei kerosa. What means these words? The Rebbeinu Shalom called Shabbos chemdas yomem. Everybody knows that it says in Daskenim Balateisvis, in Parshas Bereishis, that in Targum, on Vayichal, it says in Targum Yishalmi Vayichal V'chomat, it says in Targum in Daskenim, Zehu Sha'imim, that's what we say in Davening, Chemdas Yomem Oisei Kerasa. That's how we know it was called Chemdas Yomem. Let us try a little bit to understand what the words Chemdas Yomem mean, in our Eifen or Avida, Hamzalkanen Wissen Teich, and we should also know Avdus Hashem. In Oitza Tfilis Siddha, in Siddha Oitza Tfilis, it's brought from a Sefer Gvul Ben Yomen, a Kadmendike Sefer, a Kabbalah Sefer, a Dovon Nuira Admiyot, and it's brought Be'etzem in a lot of different Svarim in many different ways. We'll try to see what we can understand. Siddur Isaiah HaKadosh, which maybe we mentioned once. The Zohar HaKadosh asks the Kasha, Ki Sheshes Yomem Osa Hashem. It does not say, Ki Bisheshes Yomem Osa Hashem. It says, Ki Sheshes Yomem. State in Zohar HaKadosh, and the same thing says in Tshuva Sarajva, that Zman is a Bria. The Rebbeinu Shalom created Sheshes Yomem. If so, one can ask an Eredike Kasha. And this Kasha says in Sefer Bris Avram, in Parshas Vayakel, he brings this kasha, b'shem ekadmein, enoge de kikasha. He brings b'roishem apardes, sofik godl na'asa b'reishes. He emes shaloyoye b'riya b'yoyim ashivi. Says, there was no b'riya yoyim ashivi, yoyim menucha. Nochomo, when was yoyim ashivi created? If his man is a b'riya, and sheishes yomem osa Hashem, the Eibishter created 6 days, when was the day of Shabbos created? Elamai, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the day of Shabbos in Shabbos, so then it was no Menucha Shabbos, then there was a Bria Shabbos. It came Eich Shabbos v'noch b'yoyim Ashvi'i. That's the Kasha that he brings. The Kasha is brought in Yalkut Ruveni, in Parshas Bereishis, Anur Adike Kasha. There's a lot of ways to behandle this Kasha. The way it's behandled in Gvul Ben Yomen, and in Chamud Ediniel, and Yeredeya, in the Agdoma, and in others. We know that in Keheles there are Chof Ches Itim. Yudalad Itim Letev, Yudalad Itim Lehepech. What are these Chof Ches Itim? It says in Gvul Ben Yomen that the day had Chof Ches Shois. The day had 28 hours in Sheshes Yimei Bereshes. In Sheshes Yimei Bereshes, the day had 28 hours. And if they had 28 hours, so in Mela, we had 6 times 28 in time created. The Rebbeinu Shalom took from these days 4 hours off of each day, 6 times 4, 24. That's how Shabbos Kodesh was created. That is what it says in Svarim Makdoshim on a Poshet Ha'Ofen. More than that, it says that the days came to the Rebbeinu Shalom with a taina, that days need a melech. Days need to have a melech, meaning it's not enough for us to be equals. We need somebody to be a melech over us. So the days took Shabbos, and Shabbos became the melech over the days. So the days gave away part of themselves to create a melech. A melech. That is the second day sofa. So we have two taichen now, new taichen in Chemdas Yomem. The first taichen Chemdas Yomem is from the 28 itim that it says in Keheles, the Eibishter was chaymet. The best 4 itim, a shalom, and other 3 itim, and took them, and from them he created the Heilige Shabbos. That means chemdas yomim. The Eibishter took the chemda of the days, the best of the days, and from that became Shabbos. That answers why it says yomim. What does it mean chemdas yomim? Why is it chemdas yomim? The yom was a yom chemda. If the pshat is the way it says in Das Kenan, that it says v'chomat, so that's no reason to call it Chemdas Yomem. It's called the day of Chemda. But why is it called Chemdas Yomem? The teretz is, It's the day that the Ribbono Shel Olam was choymed from the best of the days. Another pshat, the other pshat is based on the Isafa. The days had a chemda to have a melech. So it's the chemda of the days. The days had a tshuka, the days had a chemda to create above themselves a melech. And that is why it's called chemdas yomim. So that we know already, epsenekuda, how to understand the chemdas yomim, based on that nekuda, that the days were created in 6 days, 6 days out of 28, and Shabbos became, took off from these days, it became the melech over the other days. There is another nekuda. In Sefer She'eris Yisrael, from Heilige Veletnike, brings from his Rebbe, the Heilige Chernobyla, a neuridike nekuda, that be'etzem, more than that, he brings this nekuda, but he tells us that we have to have every day 4 hours in the days of the week, what from that becomes our Shabbos. A neuridike nekuda in Aveda. We're talking about in the Bria, there was 28 days, and there 28 hours a day, and the Ebishter took 4 days. He is Moisif and I in nekuda, that we have to have every day 4 hours a day. Every tefillah has to take an hour. As I state be'etzem in the Igeres HaKodesh in Tanya, that a tefillah has to take an hour at least. And chutz from them, every single day you need a yofa, sho'achas, v'tshuva, u'maisim tevim. When is that yofa, achas, v'tshuva, u'maisim tevim? The time that's the most trampled on, b'zmaneinu, hu, sha'as, kriya shma, la'amita, zman, when he has to be married, chushmana. That's the 4th hour a day. And from those 4 hours a day, 4 times 6, from them, Welt Ayid's Heilige Shabbos. No Chamol. So from what Welt Ayid's Shabbos? Ayid Shabbos becomes from the choice of Tefillah in the weekdays, from the 3 hours of Shemana Ezras, that he davens every single day, and from that hour of Krishma Alamita, from that becomes created the day of Shabbos. As I state in Sheiris Yisrael, in the new print, in Shaar HaZmanim, Sukkis, Maimesheni, the new print, it's on Amid, Kuf, Chav, Hei. Akoponim, this gives us a Neuridik in Nekuda, in Inyone HaAveda. It gives us a Neuridik in Nekuda, in Inyone HaAveda, what it means, Mishetarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos. What it means, Mishetarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos. And maybe it gives us a little bit of an Asaga, why we are missing so much of our Asaga in Shabbos. And why we don't have that hargosha that Amalek Yidden had in the Shabbos Kedish. It has to do with how the week, what the Shabbos is built on. And if we realize that the Shabbos has to be built on such kind of hours during the week, then we realize what Chemdas Yomem Oisei Kerosa means, and what it fathers from us, what it steveya from us in our Avedas Hashem. There's another Nekuda, maybe more than one nekuda that we have to talk about in explaining the nekuda of Chemdas Hayomim. In Sfasemes, in Yisroi, Tofresh Nun Dalet, the Sfasemes explains why it's called Chemdas Hayomim. He gives us to explain a new nekuda, why the day is called Chemdas Hayomim. The Inyan we learned before, that Shabbos is Tachlis Maiseh Shemayim Va'aretz. Shabbos is the Tachlis of Maiseh Shemayim Va'aretz. Which means the following, that Shabbos, the whole 6 days, becomes Nis'aleh. Shabbos, the whole 6 days of the week, have an Aliyah. So in other words, what do the days wait for? The days wait for the time when something will take them back to the Beit HaOlam. What does a day wait for? The day has Maisim. When do these Maisim and every single day have an Aliyah? We just learned in the Heilig of Chofetz Chaim before. Every day has its Tafkid. That means when the day has its Tafkid. It says in Eirameya, it says of Mposik, Yoim li Yoim Yabia Oimer. What is touch Yoim li Yoim Yabia Oimer? It's of the Heilig of Eirameya. The day says to the next day, you know, this Tzaddik did with me this mitzvah today. This tzaddik did this mitzvah today. This he did this mitzvah in me today. The day comes and says, you know what I had this day? I had this aliyah this day. This mitzvah was done with me. This mitzvah was done in me. The day talks one day to the other day. What was done in the day? But that's the olam ha'asiyah. that Yoim still lives in this world? When does that Yoim go back all the way back to Kisei Akavayit? When do the days have an Aliyah? When they become Shav L'Sharsham, the days? That Shabbos is Shav, the days L'Sharsham. Just like in the original Bria of Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, it says, right before Shabbos, Vayar, the Rebbeinu Shem saw the whole Bria, Eskola Sha'asa. He saw the whole Bria, and he saw the Bria, and Vinei Taif, that means the whole Bria became Nis'ala, and became Niskalalus of the Bria. So too, in every Shabbos, the Bria, everything that's done in the middle of the week, is Nis'ala to Rebbeinu Shalom. That is the meaning, Chemdas Ayomim. It's the Tshuka of the days. What is the Tshuka of the days? What is the Rotson of the days? What is the Tainig of the days? To be down on this world. The Tainig of the days is to be Nis'ala to the Olam HaElyon. Shabbos returns the days to the Olam HaElyon. That's why it's called Chemdas Ayomim. Because it's talking the Tshuka of the days. The Tshuka of the days to become Nis'ala and to go back. And that Be'etzem has to be the Tshuka of Eid. Eid has to live a whole week with a Tshuka to Shabbos. Meaning, because he realizes that the Shabbos is going to return his Maisim to Rebbeinu Shalom. The Shleimus of his Maisim, the Ganzkeit of his Maisim. When will they reach the Shleimus? They'll reach the Shleimus when it comes Shabbos. That's when it reaches the Shleimus. And that's when it goes back up to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Eid's Tshuka also has to be to Shabbos. Not only the days have a tshuka, but the avodah of a person also has to be to have tshuka to Shabbos. We know that the Torah Hakdoisha is called Chemda Gnuza. Torah Hakdoisha is called a Chemda Gnuza. What does it mean that the Torah Hakdoisha is called a Chemda Gnuza? It says in Svarim Hakdoishim that the meaning that the Torah Hakdoisha is called a Chemda Gnuza, that it has an ability to bring out the chemda that's gonuz in a person. A person, the etzem, has a meridik tshuka to become close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The etzem, the neshama gedoisha, wants to return to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that, the etzem, gives a person a tshuka to become nis'ala, a tshuka to become nis'ala, and to go back to its sherish. And the more dveikus he has to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the more he brings out that tshuka. What has the koyach to bring out that gonus the tshuka? That's the Torah Hakdoisha. That's why the Torah Hakdoisha is called Chemda Gnuza. Could be that that's the same reason why Shabbos is called Chemdas Ayomim. It means also on the same basis that just like in the 6 days, just like the Torah Hakdoisha has the ability to bring out the chemda that there is in a person, so too, the Shabbos has the yicholus to bring out the true ritzenus, the true tshukas of a person. A whole week, a person's tshukas, a person's ritzenus, are not the way it should be. A person's ritzenus, kriechen avek from where they really should be. But it comes, Shabbos brings out the true ritzenus of Eid. We once said over a kasha, and in order to understand Chemdas Ayomim, we will repeat the kasha. There's a Neuridike kasha in Sasemis. Sasemis is a kasha that the time of the mon on Shabbos was different than the time of the mon all week. Very good. Frek the Sasemis, he come in Shabbos, a yid was margish, a Neuridike time in the mon. So Sunday morning, when he got the mon, he could have thought, I want the time that I had Shabbos. So he had that Tam Shabbos. So Mochamol. So what was the Grace of Ma'ilef in Shabbos? Once he was Margish, the Tam of Shabbos in the weekday, on Shabbos, the next day he could add it. He got Tzvei Terutzim in Sosemis. One Terutz of Sosemis answers that lies Anup Shat in Chemdas Yomim. That Rotzin that he has Shabbos, he can't have in the weekdays. So he can't even want what he wanted Shabbos. Because he can't be Ma'ilef that Rotzin. Because the Ritzinus of Shabbos are different Ritzinus. That's what it means that Shabbos is Chemdas Yomim, means it brings out the Chemdas of a person. It brings out the Chemda that lies in a person. Let's finish and see the last words that we say, which Be'etzem, in Nisht in Allah, Nuschoyis, and not in Allah Rishonim, does it say these words? But we say, Zeicher Lemaiseh Bereshis. We say in In Kiddush we say Zikaron l'maaseh bereishis. Here we say Zecher l'maaseh bereishis. Frek the Sasemes einoyridik kasha. What does it mean that maaseh bereishis needs a Zikaron? The world exists right in front of us. What is Zecher l'maaseh bereishis? Zikaron l'maaseh bereishis. You make a Zikaron for something that passed. Something that's not here, you make a Zikaron for. For something that exists right in front of your eyes. What's touch Zikara in Lemaise Bereshis? The Emma says, I believe that Mestoma people bother this Kasha. But we don't feel free to ask such a question. Of a Meherta Zakasha, the Chafl of a fella. What does it mean, Zikara in Lemaise Bereshis? Haloikola Oilom Kayim, Leroyin Maise Bereshis. It means the following. It means the following. It says, Anuyradike, Anuyradike Zach. A noyer de kishtikel sasemes is half of a fella what means zeichel lemaise bereishis. Kei tich vern a welt von osa dat lovei, oilem haba, yoim shikulei. Lechoyra, in that world, there won't be any existence anymore, a remembrance of this world. This world will be bottle. Se zayn oilem haba. Zog de heilige sasemes, sru Shabbos, there'll be a zekorein for maise bereishis even in oilem haba. That's what it means, Zeichel Lemaise Bereshis, Zikaron Lemaise Bereshis. Why? Because since a Yid, when it comes Shabbos, forgets all about Olam Hazeh, and he's Mizdabik in the Shabbos, which is Me'en Olam Haba, through that, there will be an existence of a remembrance of Olam Hazeh, even in Olam Haba. Through our Avodah in Shabbos, Olam Hazeh will have an existence and a remembrance even in Olam Haba, even though in Olam Haba, there really should be no existence of Olam Hazeh, no, but there'll be a Zecher in Olam Hazeh. What will be the Zecher of Olam Hazeh? There'll be the Zecher of Hazeh, because the Maisa of Shabbos. That's what it means, the Maisa of Shabbos, there'll be a Zekaron, the Maisa Bereshis. That is one pshat of the Zekaron, the Maisa Bereshis, Zecher, the Maisa Bereshis. That will cause a zecher of Maaseh Bereshis, even when Maaseh Bereshis will be bottle and they'll become Olam Haba. Another pshat that the Sasemis says, also on the same question, and he says another teretz on this question, that zecher lemaaseh Bereshis means the mimer of Bereshis, which Chazal are megale that Bereshis nami mimer hu. Let's try to explain what this means, and what this means in our Avedis Hashem. It means like this. It says in Pirkei Avos, Basara mamoris nivra oilam v'loi b'mayme echad yochali boros, elo kidei lipora, liten sochatoif. What does it mean, lipora? What does it mean, liten sochatoif? What's the difference if it's one of ten? The Maranayim is the kasha. What, the Rebbeinu Shalom created ten mamorim in order to punish Rishayim? That makes sense? It doesn't make sense. That can't be. The Rebbe is the Merech HaTov LeHeitiv. He made 10 Marmarim Liparam in Rishon that obeyed the Ba'avdim. Second of all, what does it mean? There's a bigger thing about Rebbe Oilev, if you make of a world that took 10 Marmaris to create, or one Maimer to create. What's the difference if it's one Maimer or 10 Marmaris? The Teretz is like this. Bereshis means, when the Maimer of Bereshis means, everybody would see clearly the Metzias that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mahava, the world from Yesh, from Ayin to Yesh. That's the clarity of the first Mimer. With every Mimer, the world went into another Hester, into another Tzimtzum, the world went, became more Mitzamtzum. If a Mimer Echad Yochel Liboris, there would be no Bechira whatsoever. It's clear, so often, said Abay Ra'ilam, Sin Shark Katzadikim, Sin Shark Karishoyim, Sin Shark Karavedam. Because the clarity is so that there isn't an Aveda. The ability for Aveda of Tzadikim and Rishoyim is only through the Asara Mamaris. That's the way the Sasemes voices on Kadmeinim, the beer in that Mishnah. Dr. Heilig is Sasemes, we grapple with Amunah whole week. We grapple with our Aveda Sasham whole week. Where did the person get his injection of Emuna, Sudas of the Meimenusa, the Chedusharim touched, it's a Suda that Sayyid the Emuna, Sie speist Emuna. It gives you to eat Emuna. It satiates you with Emuna. Shabbos is what you live from. Shabbos is what you exist from a whole week. How? You see the Bereshis on Shabbos. Shabbos, you could see the Bereshis Nami Maimer. Of course, you don't see it in clarity, but it has a Zikaron. There is some kind of Zecher for that Maisa of Bereshis Bara Elikim. You're able to see, as we know, it says in Tikkuni Zohar, that the word Bereshis, Liktach the Remes from Shabbos, the Oisis Shabbos, Yore Shabbos, other Oisis of Shabbos, but Akoponim, the Bereshis as a Zikaron in the weekdays, in Shabbos. Meaning that that's where we get our koyach to cope all week. That's where we get back our koyach of emuna all week, because it becomes nizgala a zikaron to that maisa of bereshis bara likim. A half of the kipshat, this is found in Sasemes, in Simchas Torah. In Simchas Torah, the piece of Sasemes, where he says this second pshat in zikaron the maisa bereshis. Again, the question is a simple question. What is the taich as a koran for something that exists in front of us? Two neuridike terutzim. One that we're talking about a la'osit, a neuridike teretz, which means, in other words, to put it into our practical aveda, it means how much zeicher will we have la'osit, as much as we heat Shabbos. If Shabbos is the zikaron la'maisa bereshis, meaning that our maisims, where will they get the zikaron la'osit? Only from maisa bereshis? Or the other nekuda, it's a zikaron for that mimer of Bereshis, which gives us the ability on Shabbos to be mechazik our amuna and to be mechazik the inyan of Bereshis, nami mimer. We'll leave here for this week. Next week there will not be a shir. And if we're in Golis in 2 weeks from now, we will continue in 2 weeks from now. Yeah.